This week's Torah portion has got the children of Israel at the Red Sea. Basically with their backs against the wall. They've just been delivered from the strong, oppressive hand of Pharaoh. God, with a mighty deliverance, had brought them out of Egypt, the land of slavery and oppression. They had started their journey with high hopes and expectations towards the land of promise. But now they're 3 days out, seven days out, they marched a few days, and suddenly they seem to be stopped in their journey. The Bible records that they have encamped by the sea. Before them is the great Red Sea. On either side of them is a mountain, and behind them are Pharaoh and his army, and they're closing in fast. There's no George Washington Bridge. On the surface, it seems that they are hopelessly trapped. For all practical purposes, there was no way out, nowhere to go. But in the midst of chaos and confusion, the people come to Moses, and they begin to cry out to him. And as they cry out to him, Moses goes to God. And he says, God, what do you want me to do? They're getting ready to stone me. What in the world do you want me to do? Moses was at his wit's end. He didn't know. Israel had trusted God for their deliverance, but not for their circumstances. They didn't trust him for that. But this is not new. David despaired and said in 1 Kings 19:4, I will perish one day at the hands of Saul. Elijah hid in a cave and asked to die. That was in 1 Kings 19:4. If we are believers, we have trusted him to save us. Have you trusted God to save you from sin? But all too often, we trust him to save us from sin, but do we trust him with our circumstances? Here are some of the things that cause us not to trust God. Let's see. We're just diagnosed with a disease, and guess what? There's no cure for this disease. Just got the phone call. We have more month than we have money. Do we trust God with the circumstances? We have a child who refuses to do right. We have a spouse that rejected us. How about we lose our job? God tells Moses, there's not but one thing to do. Get up and go forward. I didn't bring you out so I could take you back. I didn't bring you out to leave you now either. I didn't bring you out to camp here. This is not the land that I promised you. So there is so much more. There is nothing to go back to. All that is left is to go forward. The Lord will tell us today, there is nothing to go back to. Do you yearn for those thrilling days of yesteryear when whatever wrote again? If you go back, you will be destroyed or have to return to slavery. How would you like that? You love your job? Aren't you glad you don't have to do that job anymore? Man, if you don't pull up stakes now, you will probably be destroyed. The best thing that you can do is to go forward. To us, Hashem would say, the fields are white unto harvest, and what I want you to do is rise up and go on to do the things I've called you to do and the things I've asked you to do. Forget the past. Forget Egypt. Forget the pain and agony of the past. Bury it and go forward. To individuals, the Lord would say, what you need to do is get up. Stop sleeping and being lazy. Stop wallowing in your self-pity. Get off the cross. We need the wood. Stop wallowing in your pain and agony and go forward. Stop enjoying where you are. You like it right here? Just lost your job, you got cancer, and your wife beat you on the head? Go forward. before we can go forward, you as an individual must go forward, because it is individuals that make up the mishpocha. The mishpocha cannot go forward unless you, as an individual, go forward. Have you ever heard people sit around and complain because all this is dry and cold? You know what we need around here? A revival. But they never seem to be concerned to let revival start with them. Give me a revival. I need a revival. Why don't you revive yourself? You ever do CPR on a dead man? What you and I need to realize is that we as individuals are what make up the congregation. We are a whole because of you. The sum of the parts is equal to the whole, right? And for the congregation to have revival and to go forward, you and I must have revival and go forward. The congregation can't do anything you or I do. We are the congregation. Who is the congregation? We are the congregation. We are now 11 years into a new millennium, I guess you would call it, right? A new century. The way things are going, it can't be long before Yeshua comes back. Now is not the time to get lazy. Now is not the time to be satisfied with where we are. Now is not the time to put our stakes deeper. Now is the time to rise up and go forward. We are to be constantly moving forward until Yeshua comes. I mean, what in the world are you going to go back for anyway? Who wants to go back to Egypt? Raise your hands. Yeah. There is nothing in the world worth going back for. You think there is? Why would you want to go to the left or to the right? There's nothing there either. And why would you want to stay where you are and be destroyed? There is nothing left to do but go forward. Many had rather stay where they are and camp out and enjoy the view. Oh, what a beautiful view. We like it where we are. It's so beautiful. It's comfortable. Man, I am so comfortable where I'm at. Why do I want to go anywhere else? I'm content. Moo. We have become satisfied and comfortable where we are. We like being depressed. How many of you like being depressed? We like being angry. How many of you like that? I know you won't raise your hands, but I know that some of you are like that. We like not being active in this congregation. We like sitting on our duffs listening to Roger play music and Nate yell at us. We like this place of bitterness. It is awesome to be here and have that done to us, etc. But God is calling us out of our comfort zones and calling us out of these places where we have camped out. You can't live forever in the wilderness. That's why we go there with tents. If you poured a concrete foundation into your campsite, like Rod is doing with his house in Gretna, you can't do that in a camp, can you? That's why they got tents. You pull up the pegs and you go forward. He wants us to go forward. He doesn't want us to be destroyed. Do you want to be destroyed? Just sit here. You may be asking, but Rabbi, why do we need to go forward? Why is going forward so important? I used to drive my car, and sometimes I'd put it in R because it meant race, and I would run that car, and it never seemed to do what I wanted it to do. Let's look at several reasons why it is important, why it is vital for us to go forward. Number one, well, if you don't, you're not going to live by faith. You're going to live by fear. Exodus 14:10. Turn to your Torah portion right now. Exodus 14:10. If you don't, you're not going to live by faith, but by fear. Exodus 14:10 says, And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. When you fail to go forward, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to stop walking by faith, and you're going to start living in fear. The minute you stop going forward or making progress in your spiritual walk, the next thing you know is you will find yourself no longer walking in faith, but living in fear. Instead of putting your trust in God and His Word, you will begin to believe more the lies of Hasatan. Hasatan will put the fear of sickness, the fear of death, the fear of bankruptcy and failure and other things into your life. When God's Word says you can have victory over all those things if you just go forward. When they came out of Egypt that day and were going forward to the promised land, there wasn't a speck of fear in their heart. Did you read of any fear in Exodus 13? No, they were a happy bunch of campers leaving on their trip. They marched out of there singing songs of Zion. Whoa, man, I believe the tambourines were playing. Let me hear some tambourines. Come on. Do we have any? There's one. There you go. I believe the tambourines were playing and the people were dancing and rejoicing with the Lord. They were on their way out of bondage to the land. We're going to the land. Let's all have a good, happy time and play the music. They were going forward, weren't they? As long as they were moving in that direction forward, they were full of faith, and everything was all right. It was cool to be a Jew or a mixed multitude guy. Man, we're leaving town. But the minute they stopped going forward, faith got replaced with fear. Oh no, they're going to kill us. Now, instead of an army full of faith singing the victory songs of Zion and marching toward Canaan, you say Canaan, they are like a bunch of scattered sheep crying and wailing in the wilderness, and they are filled with fear. If you are here today and you're filled with fear, it is a good sign that you have stopped in your spiritual journey into your spiritual progress. Somewhere along the way, you have camped by the sea, and faith is being replaced with fear in your life. Unless you pull up those stakes and get on the move again, you're in serious trouble. How easy it is to enjoy where we are. Man, it's comfortable being here. Oh, to be satisfied where we are. But that is not what God wants for us. He wants to replace fear with faith, and that comes by going forward. Number 2, verse 11, they also had complaints. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us to die in the wilderness? Let's start a new cemetery. Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Next, after you got your fear, you know what you're going to do? You're going to start murmuring and complaining. It wasn't long before fear replaced faith and the complaining set in. They started complaining to Moses. They blamed all of their problems on Moses. It's all his fault. It's the rabbi's fault. They don't want to assume any of the responsibility themselves. Usually the problem is not with the leadership, it's with the followers. Complaining is a sure sign of no forward progress. Instead of being a marching, victorious army, they are standing there murmuring and complaining against Moses and the God who brought them out of Egypt. It'll happen every time. You want to know who the murmurers and complainers are? Well, they're the people who stopped going forward. They are the people who are not growing in the Lord anymore. When you are going forward with God up front where the action is, then you don't have time to complain. Got no time. When you are spending time with the Lord in prayer and in His Word and making progress in your spiritual journey, there's no room for complaining. It doesn't mean nothing is wrong. We all got psoas in our lives. Something is always wrong. Life isn't always pleasant. We don't merrily skip down the yellow brick road. We trod the road of happy destiny, though. Things don't always go to suit us. But when you're going forward with your eye on the promised land, you don't have time to stop and murmur and complain, do you? Number three, they started backsliding. Ooh, it's getting worse, isn't it? Now, verse 12, is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. Backsliding. Finally, they said to Moses, why don't you just take us back to Egypt, you know? You know the way, we just came from there. It would be better for us if we were back in Egypt. Can you imagine that? They had just been brought out of the whips of Pharaoh. And within 2 or 3 days, they're standing there saying, we would be better off in Egypt being whipped by Pharaoh, you know? Man, who'd want that? Why would anyone want to go back to Egypt? The world. Egypt is the world. Why would you want to go back to the world after knowing Yeshua? Why would you want to go rob a bank after knowing what sin is? You ever see a smiling person rob a bank? They don't. Happy people do not rob banks. Bondage and slavery. You want to go back to that? Yeah. Yet, we do have a lot of people looking over their shoulders. Go ahead. Be a pillar of salt if you want. You remember that woman? What'd she do? And she stands there with her diamond crystals. A lot like looking to the left or right. And you want to know why? Because they have stopped going forward. They have stopped moving in the direction that God wants them to go. If we stop going forward, eventually we're going to start going backward. Do you ever find yourself missing some of the things of your past? Oh, I wish I was still out there in those GTOs, huh? Doing those things I won't bring up. Do you ever find yourself wishing you could go back and do some of the things you used to do? Oh, that was cool. I wish I could do that again 30 years later. Those were the days, my friend. Nostalgia. Those were the days. They were great. They were just an awesome time. You ever yearn to return to those thrilling days of yesteryear when the Lone Ranger rode again? If you do, then it is a good sign that you have stopped going forward. When the past looks better than the future, you have stopped going forward. Number four, they got words of faith. Verse 13 and 14. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall never see them again. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace, your shalom. Moses had seen God do great and mighty things, hadn't he? He knew that God would see them through. But God said, move in faith. Confession is not moving forward. Faith is only faith if you act upon it. If you aren't going forward, guess what? You're hindering somebody behind you from going forward. They're going to bump into you. I mean, not everybody could be at the front of the line. There are several million people in that valley. There's a lot of people there. The people in the 50th row couldn't go anywhere until the people in the first row moved. Get up, move. There are a lot of people standing behind you I'm talking to all four of you guys. And you. Yeah. They're just watching and waiting for you to make the right move, for you to go forward. Moms and dads, there are children just waiting for you to stop fussing and get back on the right path and start moving forward like you used to. And if mom and dad would do it, then the children would do it also. Have you ever thought that you might be holding your children back because you're the one setting the example? If you fail to go forward, then they probably will also. I wonder how many are standing behind us just waiting for us to make the right move, to take the right step, to exercise the right kind of faith before they move. But Rob, Nate, they shouldn't use that as an excuse, you say. I agree. But whether we like it or not, people are watching us. And because we aren't going forward, they want to go forward. I, for one, don't want to hold anybody back. And if you think it's just me and Roger and John and Danny, you're mistaken. It's all of us. They're watching you, too. You may be watching me, but somebody's watching you. Big Brother is out there. Who is standing behind you waiting for you to move? And they can't move until you do. Yeah, it has to start right here at the Bema. The congregation won't move until I do. I got to go that way. The congregation won't move until the elders do. The teachers, etc. The children, they won't move until the parents do. Someone has to start. Someone has to begin to go forward. It's bad enough to think that I am at a standstill in my own life, but to think that I am preventing someone else from making progress, well, that's even worse. It all begins with me, with you, and with you, and with you, and with you. It all begins with all of us. And number five, finally, when you fail to go forward, you prevent yourself from seeing the miraculous. God, I don't know about going forward. There's a big sea out there. How are we going to get across it? There's no bridge. I think I'll stay here where it takes little faith. Number 15, verse 15. And the Lord said unto Moses, why do you cry unto me? Speak to the children of Israel that they should go forward. God told Moses, you tell this people to start moving forward. You take that rod and you stretch it out toward the sea, you're going to move. When Moses obeyed and took the first step and did what God told him to do, the winds began to blow and the waters began to roll back on every side. God always moves when we are willing to obey him and take the step of faith he asks of all of us. How many times does the Bible say, when the priest moved, or when the trumpet sounded, or when the army shouted, God then did the miraculous? But he won't do it until somebody does something. We have it backward. We say, if God would just do this, then we'd, you know, fall in line, right? Then I'd do something. No, 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 it doesn't work that way, guys. That's all wrong. God says, you take me at my word. You step out on the water and you go forward. When you do, then I will slip my hand under you. And there I will be to see you through. And I will do the miraculous. You ever see a miracle in your life? Have you? You're looking at a miracle right now, unless you're looking over there. I am a miracle. And no, people that know me can attest to that. I shouldn't be here at all. And I've seen miracles in my own life. I've seen the Red Sea parted in my life. Man, that was awesome. And it came, the timing, you know it's from God because of the timing was so perfect. So, what is God's will for this congregation? I'm going to leave you with that question. And what is God's will for you as an individual? And so there's two words I want you to chew on all week. I want you to chew on go and forward. Amen? Amen. Thank you.